Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
The world's preeminent talk radio portal.
All about your health.
And now here's Melanie Cole, MS, host of Staying Well.
Well, have you heard about periodontal diseases? And they can range from gum inflammation and cause gingivitis, and we've heard about that on shows and in the media, to really serious diseases that can result in damage or destroy the bones and gums. My guest is Dr. Sanda Moldovan, and she's a nutritionist and a periodontist. So, Dr. Sanda, tell us a little bit about periodontal disease and what is it?
Yes, Melanie. Periodontal disease affects about 70% of people in the United States, according to the latest data that we do have. And unfortunately, most people don't even know that they have gum disease because there are really no symptoms until the disease is so advanced and the teeth get loose and they cause pain. Unfortunately, at that time, I cannot do anything about it but remove the teeth. So I would like to tell everybody, if you have a sign of bleeding gums or bad breath, that's a sign of gum disease. So don't ignore it. Definitely go to your dentist or your periodontist to determine if that's a problem.
So what causes gum disease?
Gum disease is really an imbalance of bacteria in the mouth. And what happens is most people don't like to floss. Let's face it, Melanie. I mean, probably both of us don't floss every day. So what happens is bacteria that sits in between the teeth slowly migrates down into the gums. They lodge there, and they start feeding off the bone and the gums. And at that point, we get bone loss around the teeth, bad breath, and bleeding gums.
Now, how can Dr. Sanda, how can somebody tell if bad breath, you know, because we hear that it can come from the gut, too, if you have reflux or acid problems or, you know, some such GI issues, as opposed to something, you know, in your gums?
That's very true, Melanie. So that's why it's good to let a medical professional, such a dentist or a physician, to determine that. As the patient, somebody cannot make that determination.
And what are some risk factors for periodontal disease?
So people that have diabetes are especially prone to gum disease because everything's connected. The mouth is connected to the rest of the body. So somebody who has diabetes, somebody who has any kind of inflammatory condition in the body may have periodontal disease. Also smokers, somebody who smokes has 10 to 15 times more risk of having gum disease.
Okay, so smoking, diabetes. What about medications? You know, a lot of people get dry mouth from medications, and they have, you know, all kinds of, you can smell bad breath sometimes in people that are on certain medications. So where do they play a part?
So dry mouth, we don't see playing a role in developing gum disease. Is mostly an inflammatory condition. So unfortunately, in the United States today, we have an epidemic of inflammatory conditions. And why is that? It's really because of what we eat, our processed food. And processed food causes inflammation in the body, and that in turn transfers into the gum and develops gum disease. Because really the mouth is a window into our health. So when I look in somebody's mouth, I could tell whether or not they're healthy overall or not. Inflammation now, does the same in the gums.
And inflammation is certainly a big factor today, you know, which is we look at heart disease and CRP and homocysteine levels, all these inflammatory conditions that signal other things going wrong in our bodies today. What do we do if you are diagnosed as having some sort of gum disease or periodontal disease?
So today more than ever is such a big need for dentists and medical doctors to work together. And I actually have a team here in Los Angeles where I practice. If I see somebody with really advanced gum disease, bleeding gums, even though they have good hygiene, I know there's something wrong with them that's deeper than the mouth. So I send them to my colleague who will treat them and check for the CRP level, for either inflammatory conditions, and check the rest of the organs.
Okay, so once that's determined, okay, can deep cleaning or root planing, any of those things help take care of this? I mean, what do you do actually about it?
So most of the people who come into my office with periodontal disease will have deposits of bacteria, which we call plaque or calculus. So the first line of treatment is cleaning all that out to give the body a fresh chance or a new chance to heal. So we clean everything out by a deep cleaning, laser therapy, and sometimes even systemic antibiotics. We do what is called an oral DNA test today to figure out what kind of bacteria is causing this disease, which we didn't have even 5 years ago. So we treat gum disease totally differently than we used to.
People tend to be afraid of treatments when you say, you know, the cleaning, and nobody ever wants to go for their cleaning. I, for one, love to get my teeth cleaned, and I don't care how deep my hygienist goes. She can go as hard as she wants, and I love the way that it feels. Not everyone's like that, but a deep cleaning, that's really different.
It's really different, but what's important to know is that during the treatment of a deep cleaning or scaling or root planing, otherwise called, we numb that area up, so there's actually no discomfort during the procedure. It should be perfectly numb.
And are these kind of procedures, Dr. Sanda, covered under insurance?
Yes, absolutely. A lot of these procedures are covered under the insurance, depending on somebody's insurance policy. But since it is a disease process, it is a covered benefit on the dental insurance. And what we're seeing today, and what I hope we will see more of, is being covered under medical insurance for those patients that don't have dental insurance, because it is a systemic condition. It is not just in the mouth.
Now, you mentioned nutrition and anti-inflammatory and processed foods and white foods. Give us your best advice for good oral health, good periodontal, avoiding gum disease, and using nutrition to help us do that.
Well, what's interesting is that we had some studies, Melanie, in the last few years to show that as people have changed their diet throughout time, our bacteria in the mouth has changed as well. And it makes total sense. You know, if you plant something in the garden, it depends what you put in it, and that's what you're going to get. So with the mouth, it's very important to eat a lot of fresh foods with lots of fiber, because the fiber actually cleans the teeth as we're eating it. So, for example, apples, celery, lettuce, everything that has fiber is very important for us. And another thing would be low sugar. Sugar feeds bad bacteria and yeast overgrowth. So I highly recommend somebody who has periodontal disease to try to get off the sugar.
Well, we've certainly been hearing about sugar from dentists for, you know, many, many, many years. And similar, it sounds like, Dr. Sanda, to, you know, the bacteria that's changed in our intestines because of the foods that we eat, and we don't have so much of the good bacteria. It sounds like that kind of thing is really happening in the mouth as well.
You are absolutely right, Melanie. It is happening in the mouth as well. And we're also seeing this yeast overgrowth with people who eat lots of sugar. And when I look into somebody's mouth, I see that red, shiny surface. I know somebody's eating a lot of sugar. Unfortunately, we cannot look in the intestines. That's why it's so important for somebody to have regular dental checkups to see how their overall health is.
Okay, so now, you know, as you said before, not everybody flosses every day. And, you know, I try to. I don't always remember to. But in the last 30 seconds or so, give us your very best advice for avoiding periodontal disease.
I would say brush and floss regularly, brush twice a day, and floss once a day. We really don't need a lot of mouthwashes, toothpaste, fancy things to help us do that. Really, we need to mechanically remove things in the mouth and eat healthy.
So eating healthy, making sure to brush and floss twice a day, something that, you know, we're not all that great about, but it's definitely something we really need, because our oral health is directly linked to the rest of the health of our bodies. This is Melanie Cole, and remember that you can follow us on Twitter @YourRadioMD or like us on Facebook. And remember, stay well.